Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. My guest in the studio today is Tracy Varga. She's a dancer and choreographer. She's also the founder of the Forward Motion Dance Company, and they have their annual performance coming up June 28th through 30th. So a week from this Thursday is when that will begin, and she will tell us all about it. So Tracy, first of all, thanks for coming in. Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Jamila and WHQR.
Tell us about the company, because you've been going for a while now. When was it founded and who were the core dancers?
It was founded in 2001 and we became a nonprofit entity in 2005, a 501c3. It now consists of 8 core dancers, including myself. And the core dancers are Ashley Barnes, Maggie Moore, Leslie Nifosi, Kristen Tate, Janine Clear, Susan Turner, and Tracy Robillet, who is on maternity leave.
Are all of them choreographers as well as dancers?
Some of them are, but not all of them.
Not all, right. Some just enjoy just the dance.
You got it. Some of them are instructors at the Dance Cooperative and the Wilmington School of Ballet, as well as Ashley Barnes has her own studio.
Yes. What kinds of styles of dance do you have at Forward Motion Dance Company?
Well, multiple styles, multiple genres, like modern contemporary, includes some classical, some jazz, and some African influences.
Wow. You really go across the whole range of things. Well, now you have a program coming up, 3 nights of the same program, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 28th, 29th, and 30th, each performance at 8 p.m. at the Hannah Block USO, or the Community Arts Center. And let's talk about the program, Tracy, because you have some interesting things happening. First of all, a couple of pieces that you've performed before that people really enjoyed, so you're bringing those back. And then we'll talk about the new dances.
Okay. The 2 pieces that have been performed before, number one is one from Dancelorus, was performed in November, a part of the Kookalorus Film Festival. It's a collaboration between filmmakers and dancers, and the film is produced by Joe Cadaro, filmmaker, as well as he's added some artistic props, he calls them sculptures, that we have on stage with the dancers. The title of the piece is called Endangered, with music by Diane Reeves. Theme is the endangered artist, the endangered woman.
Interesting. So you have that piece from Dancelorus, and you also have a piece from the North Carolina Dance Festival. Mm-hmm. Talk about that one.
It was entitled, or is entitled, Essence of Being, and includes 5 of the core dancers. It was performed at North Carolina Dance Festival 2012 in February. Music by Andrew Bird, and its theme is its modern contemporary piece of being there, present in the moment.
And this is one that you choreographed.
Yes.
And you're also dancing in that?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. And then you have some other premier dances. This will be the first time they'll be seen here in Wilmington with some wonderful groups that are coming to join you.
Well, I'm excited about all of them, but yes. Something we're doing new this year is having guest performers, their dance students from the Dreams of Wilmington, as well as the Dance Cooperative, including students 13 to 16 years old. There's 7 of them joining us. I mean, we've done a piece entitled Apollo 11, about Apollo 11. The music is by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, danced by the students, as well as at the beginning and the end, it includes some excerpts from the original recording of Apollo 11 and the landing. So I'm real excited about that.
Wow, the moon landing, which some of us watched on television so many years ago.
1969.
Isn't that something? Yeah. You also have some students from the Wilmington School of Ballet that are joining you. Are they part of that particular piece or another one?
They're a part of the Company T guest performers, Company T tap dancers.
Okay.
Some of those are students at the Wilmington School of Ballet. Company T tap dancers has been in existence about 11 years. They always perform at the Art Sensation Benefit performance that we do once a year. But we've decided to ask them to join us for this event, all 3 nights, to show a piece they're doing performed and music by Tony Bennett and Michael Bublé.
Oh, how fun. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Tracy Varga. She's the founder of the Forward Motion Dance Company, and she's also a dancer and a choreographer herself. And they are giving 3 performances next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, each show at 8 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO, or the Community Arts Center. Tickets are $12 general admission, $10 for seniors, students, and children under 12 at North Carolina Dance NCDA, what's that? NCDA members.
North Carolina Dance Alliance.
That's
members.
What I thought, yeah. Alliance members. Okay. And I'll give you this phone number again at the end of the interview, but you can get your tickets reserved by calling 341-7860. Now, we talked about the kids from Dreams and the dancers from Dance Cooperative, many of whom were also part of the Forward Motion mm-hmm. Dance Company, the Wilmington School of Ballet, the Company T Tappers. Now, don't you have some people involved also from UNCW?
Yes, we have flute musicians, students from UNCW as well as faculty. Mary Jo White helped organize this, which I'm real excited about. There'll be three live musical players, flute players, as part of the performance. And the piece they're going to be performing is by Jacques Castrerde, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, that he composed in 1926, and it's a flute trio. Mm. The dance piece is a duet performed by Linda Larson and Cedric Turner, both guest dance performers. I have not yet titled it, but I'm very excited for the public to see it.
Oh, that's great. There's another one I noticed here, which is called Innocence. Have we talked about that yet?
No, we haven't. That's okay. That's four different dance pieces, all set to music by Rosemary Clooney, pieces that she performed in the early and late 50s, including Come On to My House, This Lady is a Tramp, and Mambo. So it's a, kind of a Broadway jazz type of piece, a fun piece.
That's
eight
great.
Dancers will be performing in that one.
So a little bit of Broadway, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of tap, a little bit of modern dance, you know, contemporary dance. So a little something for everyone. Right. Now, you have been doing some of these dances at the Cameron Art Museum, and you have a question and answer period after. Will you do that at these performances?
Not at these performances. These are all dance, and we have two more pieces that we're performing. We just did little excerpts at Cameron Art Museum and to give the public time to ask questions. This is a little bit more formal with the dance performance.
About how long will the performance last, do you think?
Probably about an hour and a half, including intermission.
Oh, and there will be an intermission. Okay, that's great. Because a lot of these dancers are dancing in piece after piece. So I imagine an intermission will be good for the dancers as well as for the people that come.
Right.
Anything else you want to tell us about the company or about the dances or anything that comes to mind that our listeners would like to know?
Sure. This year we have some guest dance performers besides the core dancers, including Elizabeth Fuller, who has danced with Charleston Ballet as well as the Atlanta Ballet, and she teaches at the Wilmington School of Ballet. So I'm real excited to have her join us, as well as Linda Larson, who's been with us many times, Jennifer Johnson, Kate Mulstein, Cedric Turner, Liz White. So it's just very nice to have them join us and be part of the performance.
Now, as a choreographer, Tracy, as you're going through your days, do you just hear music in your head? Do you start to see movements? How does choreographing a piece happen for you?
It happens multiple ways. Sometimes you have a feeling and you say, oh, I'd really like to choreograph with this feeling or with this emotion, and then you go find the music. Sometimes I'll find the music, like a new piece I'm doing with the music by Juliana Barwick. I was driving home to visit my parents to Washington, D.C., and I heard it on public radio and heard this piece of music, and I stopped and called the radio station, said, who is that? Sometimes I just find them as I'm driving or as I'm listening to different music and say, oh, I'd really like to choreograph to that. I currently probably have a library of about 20 I'm waiting to choreograph to.
Oh, my gosh. Is it ever a danger when you're driving and you hear a piece of music? Do you start seeing dancers in your mind and you stop looking at the road? You have to be careful about that?
I try to be careful about that.
That's great. Anything else about this particular performance or about dance in our area?
Well, I think that what's really nice about this is the collaboration between artists in the area, not only dancers, but musical performers from UNCW, as well as Joe Cadaro, the filmmaker, and his work with the sculptures and the visual arts. It's just very nice to have that and the multiple variety of the different times the dances. So we hope the public comes to see it and enjoys it and learns more about dance in the community.
I love seeing all the companies working together like that. That's just such a beautiful thing when everybody is supportive of everybody else because, you know, we're all in this wonderful artistic milieu together. This is a great town for the arts. And I think if we support each other, we end up having some pretty beautiful collaborations.
Which I found is a very special thing about the Wilmington community. It's its ability to support each other within the arts.
I think that is unusual and a great gift for all of us.
I agree.
Thank you, Tracy. The performances are next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock. That's June 28th through the 30th at the Hannah Block USO or the Community Arts Center. Again, tickets are $12 general admission, $10 for seniors, students, children under 12, and NCDA members. You can get your reservation by calling 341-7860, the Forward Motion Dance Company's annual performance. Thank you, Tracy Barker.
Thank you so much.
This is WHQR.